Hello and welcome. This is Lojban Radio. Shoy fihi itij boshradi. I'm your host, Matt Arnold. Miha Matt Arnold, known to the Lojban community as Epcot. Poi la Epcot shmene mila loj bosheshmi. This is a computer audio periodical. Itiskami sanche karni. For speakers and enthusiasts, folo tavla jese shini of Lojban, the logical language. Pola Lojban, pohule logjibangu.
October 1st, 2005. Det fri li dao, pihe pa, pihe re nonomu.
This episode will feature pronouncing o, the holo alphabetic sentence, phrasebook part 2, Lojban as an international auxiliary language. Thank you to the listeners for the interest and encouragement you've all expressed since the first episode. Of course, with this attention on audio, came a renewed emphasis on pronunciation-related questions. Many of you noticed that when I used one Lojban word in the middle of an English sentence, I tended to anglicize the pronunciation. For instance, I pronounce the O in Lojban with an American English accent whenever I drop it into an English sentence. I can adopt a correct accent when speaking an entire Lojban phrase, but it's extremely difficult to switch between accents from one word to another. One thing we learned was that the pronunciation instructions in Lojban learning materials are interpreted differently by British Lojbanists than by Americans. In England, the words top, bottle, flop, and pot are produced with a sound similar to aw in law. In America, they are like the ah that you say for the doctor. The book What is Lojban makes it clear that the A is pronounced as in father, or the American pronunciation of top, and that O is pronounced as in joke or note. CLL says on page 12 it's pronounced as in dome. This is to keep the vowel sounds as easily distinguishable as possible. So, what is the correct way to pronounce O in Lojban? Here are some samples. First, O as it is pronounced in English.
O.
Notice that it was rounded into an OO sound at the end. That's incorrect. The Lojban O is pronounced as in Spanish, as heard here.
O.
French speakers also pronounce O purely.
O.
Here are the sounds back to back for comparison.
O.
O. O.
The distinction of a pure vowel is that the mouth holds still while pronouncing it, and there is a crisp break in sound instead of a blend. Fortunately, Lojban does not use the O-U combination, so the mispronunciation of O is unlikely to be misinterpreted. The only important thing in pronouncing Lojban is to keep the vowels from sounding like each other so that you don't speak the wrong word. Beyond that, anything goes. A spectrum of accents is inevitable, and the global diversity should be welcomed. With this in mind, I wanted Lojbanists to record themselves speaking the same sentence. It didn't take long before a short text was found that uses all the sounds in the language. Since Lojban is a phonetic language, this means a text which uses every sound also uses every letter. This is called a holoalphabetic sentence, or pangram. English speakers are familiar with the pangram, the quick brown fox jumps over the lazy dog. The Lojban pangram, which has been chosen, is Ohi mu khagji sofabakni shuzvati le purdi. This means, caution, 5 hungry Soviet cows are in the garden. The following speakers are Theodore Reed, Christopher Zervic, Bruce Weber, Pierre Abbott, Hal Fulton, Adam Risen, and Jorges.
Ohi, muhagji sofabakni shuzvati lepurdi.
Ohi, muhagji sofabakni shuzvati lepurdi. Ohi muhagji sofa bakni shuzvati lepurdi.
Ohi muhagji sofa bakni shuzvati lepurdi.
Ohi muhagji sofa bakni shuzvati lepurdi.
Ohi muhagji sofa bakni shuzvati lepurdi.
Ohi muhagji sofa bakni shuzvati lepurdi.
Phrasebook, Part 2. Talking about languages. In Lojban, the root word glisho means X1 pertains to English-speaking culture in aspect X2 and should be interpreted in the broadest sense. The English language is glibao. Bao is from bangu, meaning language. Glibao is a compound word. Most language names are spoken as compound words formed in this way. The name of a nation is a compound word including guhe from gugde, meaning country. So, French is le Fasabao, and France is le Fasaguhe. Do you speak Lojban? Ihudo sebangu la Lojban? Do you speak English? Ihudo sebangu le glibao? French. Le fasabao. German. Le dotabao. Spanish. Le sanbao. Italian. Le Banatalia. Chinese. Le Jugbao. Japanese. Le Ponbao. Hindi. Le Hinbao. Russian. Le Rukabao. Arabic. Le Rababao. I don't speak Lojban. Imina sebangu la Lojban. Where is the phrase in this book? Ima jufragihe sevanbi levishukta? Wait. I'll see if I can find it in this book. I eho kodenpa, I mitroshi sho tolshi fi levishukta. I understand. I mi jimpe. I don't understand. I mi na jimpe. Could you talk more slowly, please? I eho ko skusno zenba. Do you understand me? Hudo jimpe fimi.
Thank you.
This episode, we have a segment submitted by Christopher Zervik about Lojban as an international auxiliary language.
Most constructed languages that are put forth come in two varieties. There are fictional languages, such as Klingon and the Tolkien languages, which are adjunct to science fiction and fantasy literature. There are other languages that are put forth as a potential solution to the international language problem, such as Volapük and Esperanto. In Lojban literature, such as Ila Lojban Mo, What is Lojban? Lojban is presented as something a little bit different, a language whose main aims are scientific and educational. It's almost as a side note that Lojban has been mentioned as an international auxiliary language. In order to be of value as an international auxiliary language, a language must meet multiple criteria. It must be culturally neutral, it must be flexible, and it must possess the ability for a large range of expression. But the one true criterion is ease of learning. If Lojban is to be a realistic option as an international language, then it must be able to be acquired with relative ease. At the very minimum, it must be easier than the national languages. In some areas, such as orthography, Lojban is terrifically simple. Overall, the facility in learning by people with an average education is something of an unanswered question. An important place to look is teaching methods. The bulk of the extant literature for teaching Lojban is fairly academic. What is missing is a quality textbook that teaches conversational Lojban. Ideally, this would be available in multiple languages and distributed internationally. And keep in mind that this was the first move made by Esperanto's creator, Dr. Zamenhof. The right teaching tools would help to expand the community and increase their knowledge and desire to learn more. And we shouldn't forget that doing so would further Lojban's scientific and educational goals as well. Feho, mihe Chris.
Thanks, Chris. Send your contributions to matt.matarn@gmail.com. This episode is brought to you by the following gizmo. Zvati. X1 is at, attending, or present at X2. Bangu. X1 is the language or dialect used by X2 to express or communicate X3. Gugde. X1 is the country of peoples X2 with land or territory X3. And by the following shmato. Mu. 5. Ohi. Caution. Hu. True or false question. Please email questions or corrections to the Lojban main mailing list at lojban-list@lojban.org. For more information, see the Lojban website at www.lojban.org. Thanks for downloading Lojban Radio. Till next time, this is Epcot saying, Shoho!